My name is Walter Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. I'm from Franconia. And first of all, I'd like to thank the SEC for the opportunity to make a comment tonight. My comment is as follows. For years, Northern Pass told us that burial of the power line was financially infeasible, technically infeasible, impossible to do. It's the Granite State, they told us. You can't bury things in the granite. Suddenly last August, it became possible to bury a third of the power line. And of course, all of us were delighted to see that Northern Pass seemed to be responding to some of our requests, but we couldn't help but think, wait a minute, weren't they saying up until now that it was impossible to do that? So I hope you'll understand our cynicism and our distrust when you tell us that now that it's impossible and infeasible to build anything in the Franconia Notch or along I-93. I've read your filing with the DOE trying to outline why you feel that the use of I-93 is infeasible, and I find it weak at best. And there's nothing in that argument that could not be overcome by a company such as yourself if you really were determined to overcome it. Each of the policies and guidelines that you cite in there all have provisions for exceptions if you were to try to fight them or try to overcome them. A lot of the physical obstacles that you claim exist in Franconia Notch and along I-93 are the very same physical obstacles that you're telling us along Route 116 are no problem. So it's hard for us to understand why suddenly there are a problem along I-93, but not along Route 116. And your whole argument hinges on the fact that Franconia Notch is one of the most sensitive environmental locations in New Hampshire. And it is a sensitive and beautiful place, but let's face it, there's an interstate going through it. Semi-trailers roaring up and down that road constantly, and the installation of this power line in this along that interstate highway would make almost an incrementally zero impact on top of what's already there. Northern Pass has gone to an extensive effort to try to make the argument that burial along I-93 and through the notch would be impossible. You've developed a multi-page filing with lots of citations and references. But like I say, it's weak at best and it's not convincing. I believe that Northern Pass has actually tipped their hand when they went to this much effort to try to demonstrate that burial along I-93 was infeasible. If it was truly infeasible, you would just ignore it. Why would you spend so much money trying to prove that it's infeasible? I think that you're trying to prove it's infeasible because you don't want to do it. Okay, you don't want to do it, but the fact is that it is entirely feasible and possible, and it could be done. I think it's an affront to the people of Franconia that Northern Pass has proposed to bury this massive power line right down our main street, right through the center of our town, right past our elementary school, right through the Eastern Valley, which is the crown jewel of our scenic attraction and tourist attraction areas, especially when there is such an obvious alternative, which is to bury the Northern Pass through the notch. That's my comment.
Thank you, sir.